conversation killer.
Wow. Time to play some music.
Yeah. Now it's time for Us Three Guys Sit Down and Bitch About Movies. Talk about the games we played. It's so much fun, it's groovy. Discuss the music that we've heard. I hope this song will end fast. I'm sure all our opinions will contrast. It's the Media Cast.
Ooh, here's Harg.
Harg?
Harpy?
Harpies.
Harpies.
I've got a bad case of the Harpies.
I got a bag full of Harpies.
You went to Arby's?
I should have used the rubber.
I got the big beef and cheddar.
$5 for $5.
It only cost me $5.
I know you like it, but I hate Arby's. Dude.
Arby's is so good.
No. You like Arby's?
No.
Arby's.
Because Dan has taste buds.
No.
That's the problem.
It is so good. You get the $5 for $5 though.
Okay.
You don't pay for cheddar.
You know what? You know why he likes it? Why? Because he covers it in ketchup.
No.
He likes something solid with his ketchup.
I use the Arby's sauce.
Which is ketchup.
No, it's not. It's Arby's sauce. It's, it is good and tangy, and I lick that up. I use three packages of Arby's sauce per roast beef, just regular roast beef, no cheddar, no nothing, plain. And when I'm done with it, I'll just lick up the rest of it. It's so good. I'll just scoop
so
my fingers.
Like a dog. You just take the paper and just go.
I actually use my hand like an ant, like a caveman.
Okay.
So it's just a roast beef sandwich and bread.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's Arby's sauce. It's so good.
But
it's
I need
so
more
good.
Than that. I need to be wined and dined when I go to.
That's why you
need
five of them.
So do you like
protein?
Do you like make a super stacker of Arby's roast
no,
beef?
I get a 5x5.
Oh my god!
I buy a bag of the 5x5. I bring it home with me, and I
knowing you, I sit in the bathroom into a parking spot like behind a grocery
now,
store.
Now usually
you're like rum 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 rum.
Now, mostly when I eat Arby's, it's when I'm drinking.
Okay.
And
well, that
so
is, okay, that explains why you think of Arby's in the first place, is you're drunk.
So you have...
No good judgment.
You No, but I would eat it regardless, but it's so satisfying.
But you only eat it when you're
so
drunk.
So you just buy the bag, and you can let it sit out. It's not going to go bad. And I when I'm ready to eat it...
No, okay, stop.
I take off the buns.
You age your fast food?
No, I'm just saying I set it on the counter. I don't have to eat it right away.
You go check, on check your email and
I go on with my knife.
Oh god!
And then
play
I
a
take
little
off,
Skyrim, and then bam!
I take off the two buns, I put it in the toaster, and I take the roast beef.
So you rejuvenate your
and
your already
on
aged
plate,
sandwich.
Poke it with a fork a couple times. Zap that. And by the time the microwave is done, it's perfectly toasted. I pop it back together. I grab my three packets
and you
of Arby's
do
sauce.
Five times.
Five times in a night.
I love how there's a process to this.
It's
you can't
so...
Just, yeah, because you're like, oh, they taste like shit if you don't do this, but when you put it in the toaster oven,
it's like it's
bam!
Fresh. It's like it's fresh out of the Arby's.
But with a slight crunch.
Yeah, it gets a little crispier the bun.
Yeah.
Just enough. It's good.
Oh, man.
It's so good.
Do you? Is that the only thing you get there, or do you get the big beef and
That's
cheddar?
All I get. It's just a plain roast beef.
Because it looks like... Oh, my God. Like, if... like
cheddar and roast beef together sounds terrible.
Like, if you ever
it's
get
not,
like
it's not terrible.
Well, it's not
but
it's not
it's
classic
cheese sauce.
Yeah, that's
you,
not
we
real
We need
cheese.
To eliminate
cheese.
But
it's
cheese
not like
sauce.
A nacho cheese sauce. It's just like liquid
it's,
cheese.
It's cheese. It, no, it's not a nacho cheese. It's a cheese sauce.
So there's no spice to it. It's just cheese.
I
Yeah.
It looks like
That cheese. Would be weird if they just like, "Well, it's a Fiesta burger."
I mean, we just need to eliminate cheese sauce altogether.
I don't know.
I mean, yellow cheese sauce, white cheese sauce.
The only time it's okay is when you're at a sporting event and you get the nachos.
Yeah,
and like, you dip it in the hot cheese.
I like when they dump it over the chips.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah. Okay. But
if
that,
I get nachos,
not...
though, if I'm gonna say I want nachos and I go to a restaurant nachos and you make it with cheese sauce, go to hell.
That's right.
Make it with fresh grated cheese.
Oh,
make it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to a restaurant
Grate
and say,
and
"Sir, your finest nachos."
Yeah, and they only have cheese sauce. I hate that.
Yeah. Fuck
no.
that.
No.
Cheese sauce should only exist at football games.
And
yes.
I agree. I don't think they should have cheese sauce on Philly cheese.
So,
when they get slices of cheese and it melts into
right, so
it.
Actual,
right.
So actual Philly cheese
is
don't
right.
use
cheese
that. They use
cheese whiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cheese whiz.
Ugh.
But
yeah,
I like with either
Thank
provolone or a white American cheese is good.
Yeah, it's provolone.
So white American cheese from Subway.
I like it.
It is so good.
It's
but you can't, it's so hard to find.
I know. But that's like my favorite cheese at Subway.
It's
the white
it's
American.
It's so good.
It complements the meat so
yeah.
well.
Oh.
What's your go-to meat at Subway?
Turkey.
Turkey.
I switch between turkey and cold cut combo, or the cold cut trio.
Or if I'm a little strapped for cash, go for the $5 foot long, I'll go Black Forest ham.
Yeah. I usually go for the ham or some roast beef.
Yeah.
But if
what's the combo? I've never had a cold cut combo.
It's like a mix of three meats. It's like bologna, salami, and like a... It doesn't taste super bologna-y. It just... It tastes maybe more like a salami.
I thought
salami
it was like a turkey and a ham.
Yeah, it's okay. Maybe it's like a turkey ham and like a maybe salami like, or bologna, yeah. Something like that.
Okay,
it's really good though.
Okay, mm-hmm.
But it's worse for you. There's like more fat.
In well, yeah, because like
yeah,
it's not just plain.
Yeah, turkey's like one of the most healthy.
What do you get on it?
Lettuce, tomato.
Do you do the same thing every time when you go to Subway?
Pretty much. Lettuce, onion, black olives.
Toasted or non-toasted?
Toasted.
Non-toasted.
Oh, fuck you with the toasted.
I know, because it like. I don't know.
I get white bread. I get
it's
whatever.
It's called Italian, technically.
Well, yeah, Italian.
But it's like it's white bread.
It's white bread.
I'll do that. Either the turkey, or the cold cut. Do the American cheese.
Yes.
I do mustard.
Yes.
Lettuce.
Yes.
Red onion.
Sometimes.
Sometimes yeah. Pepperoncinis.
Sometimes yeah. too. I like pepperoncini on there.
Salt and the oil and vinegar. That's what makes Subway. The oil and vinegar. Oh, it's so good.
I don't use the oil and vinegar.
I do oil and vinegar. I always go mustard mayo.
Or I just go mustard.
Have you had it? Tried it with that oil vinegar?
Yeah, though? I had.
Because I think that's kind of what makes Subway Subway.
I don't know.
No.
I just love... It's good, what though. Makes Subway Subway is the bread that they use.
They have good bread.
It's always toasted.
What's
up? Not toasted,
dude,
I
toast all my sandwiches.
Every sandwich
Every sandwich I make.
Even when you make them at home.
No.
Absolutely. Really? Absolutely. Straight in the toaster.
Wow.
The only sandwich that's toasted is a club sandwich for me.
Yeah.
Toasted sandwiches, I'm not a big
fan. No, it doesn't matter for me. Whether doesn't matter the bread.
Really?
The style of sandwich, it always goes in the toaster.
I think the taste of the toast corrupts the rest of the flavor
of the
sandwich.
You don't do it for too long.
Yeah, it just
you don't do it for
toast.
Too long.
Yeah, like
so. This is the thing: is I don't want the insides to be hot. I'd rather have the bread
right,
be hot.
Like because you
right.
want like
when
a cold
toast the whole
turkey
sandwich, and it makes like the mayonnaise warm and like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, like when I make the sandwich at home, you just toast it
you
enough
toast,
to get the cheese not, like a little melted.
Yeah.
And you just get the undersides of the bread,
yeah,
a little crispy.
Huh. Welcome back to Foodcast.
Yeah.
Hey, public service announcement.
Yeah.
Go get a toaster oven.
You should.
It's amazing.
I know. I want one.
Yeah.
I don't have the counter space for it. I don't even have a counter space for a microwave. So.
But toaster
fuck,
oven.
Fuck
I got,
your microwave.
I told
go
you.
Get
I, got
toaster
one,
oven.
I got one for Christmas. Toaster
yeah,
ovens
did.
Are a godsend.
Yeah.
And they're the best thing to happen to pizza.
Yep.
I think since the invention of pizza itself.
Like I've gone to Tyler's and you make like a French bread pizza.
But like
mm-hmm.
even like
really
reheating
good.
Pizza in that thing is the best
oh, sure.
way to reheat it.
Yeah,
like
crisp it up a little
a
bit.
A crisping pan where it's got holes
yep.
all in the pan so
right.
it gets from top to bottom.
Yep.
Tastes better than when the pizza's fresh.
Yep.
Really?
It's so good.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I guess before we get a little too more carried away, this is MediaCast.
Is it?
I'm Daniel Burton.
I'm Justin Medeiros.
I'm Daniel Burton.
Dang it. We should have... Now, I am of course, Justin, joined by Dan.
Yes.
And Chris.
Tough.
Christoph Arbstasmorn.
We don't know how to pronounce your last name.
Fresh off the boat.
It's Austrian slash Jamaican, with a mon at the end.
With a mon. Today.
Okay. Yeah,
I think it's kind of funny, the Spotify, like, they got a Twitter feed running in Spotify, and it was on Monday, they're like... Oh, Bob Marley would have been 67 years old today.
Really?
Like, oh, happy birthday, Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's depressing.
Well, they've done that with, like, I was watching the news, like, last year, and when the John Lennon assassination came
yeah.
around, and they're like, here's a photo of what he would look like if he was still alive. And
oh,
he was just, like, a
fuck.
Haggard old man. I'm like, why are we doing this, guys? It's time to let go.
Well.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I guess I said that because you said Jamaican.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sherman.
You're Sherman.
Sherman.
Arg.
Sherman, the most Jamaican name. Sherman.
Sherman.
Ah, Sherman.
Ar Sherman.
Ar Sherman.
That's the most common name in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Like everybody Sherman. That I meet from Jamaica. I mean,
Sherman and Bob, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, Bob. It's
Bob.
A real Jamaican name.
Or,
because of
bobsled. No, it's more like
because
a Bobby.
Bobsled.
Bobsled,
Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobsled Marley.
Bobsled Marley.
I actually met that guy. Bobsled Marley's name. Pretty cool
real
dude.
Real name, Cool Runnings.
Bobsled
ironically,
Runnings
really good
Marley.
Skiing. And loves
Mom.
Death metal.
Oh,
oh God. What are we doing?
So we're out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We spent 5 hours talking about Subway.
Subway and how great toaster ovens are.
We'll see you next week, I
guess. And how disgusting Arby's is.
Yeah, Arby's is not disgusting. You guys are so insane.
I don't know.
And your OCD Arby's, you know, recreation of your sandwich.
I have OCD about everything, though.
Okay, this is true.
What is your favorite national chain fast food? Yeah, can't go local or like SoCal or whatever. You gotta go national level.
So let's say, but to be fair, like
half of the continental United States.
Oh yeah, Carl's Jr. goes by a different name.
It goes by, but it's still like the same corporation.
Okay. There's still a gigantic star that's smiling.
Yes.
So let's say West Coast.
Or let's just say west of the Mississippi.
Are we ruling out In-N-Out?
Yeah, because that's only in California.
Yeah, they have some in Arizona? No,
they have some in Arizona, but they don't have any of...
So what's the cutoff here?
There's In-N-Out in Texas.
Oh, okay. Let's say...
Let's just say no In-N-Out. Well, no, say In-N-Out. Because it's a...
But then we don't say In-N-Out, though.
The conversation's over.
I don't think I would say In-N-Out.
You're going to say Arby's?
I'm not going to say Arby's.
I think... What are you going to say, Carl's Jr.?
So, like, in what regard? Are we picking a burger place? We're just picking the
burger
go-to?
Place.
Like,
okay. Burger place. Yeah.
Best
Let's say it's got to be available on the East Coast as well.
But that's a little bit.
That's what? Burger King and McDonald's?
Nothing, yeah.
Hardee's.
I've never experienced a Hardee's. I hear it's a lot worse than
Carl's
Jr.
About...
That's just me projecting...
I really like Carl's Jr.
I do too. That's one I pick.
It's a damn good burger.
Damn good burger. Even their $1 spicy chicken sandwiches are good.
Yeah, you got me into the spicy chicken.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? They also have some decent salads for a fast food place.
Yeah.
Like, you can go there, like, it's easy to get the same thing. Most fast food stuff, they're external, the other stuff on the menus, you're like, oh, why would I try? I feel Carl's Jr. is pretty decent.
Why would I get tacos at Jack in the Box?
Yeah, like, they've got good burger variety. They've got really, thank God, once they changed their french fries.
Yeah,
used to be soggy. They're super crispy and good now.
Yeah.
Not dried out.
They're good.
They also got the Criscuit fries for you to fall back on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And every time you get an order of fries, there's always one Criscuit that found its way.
Oh, man, you're like,
and that's the best.
Fries.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they got good chicken tenders now, too.
Chicken strips.
Yeah. You know.
They're pretty good.
All right.
But I would have to say, like, by default, because I eat it the most, Del Taco.
Yeah.
Getting those chicken soft tacos.
And
like,
a good variety, too, because even the burgers are not bad.
Yeah.
Burger, yeah.
In a pinch.
You get, like,
yeah.
Like, the best, probably, place to, like, you just get... My go-to before I don't do this anymore. I always just get chicken soft tacos.
Yeah,
because it's quick, cheap. It's like
and they're always
a
good.
Healthier alternative because I don't get the sauce in it. Yeah. Just chicken. And
okay,
it's not amazing, but it's better than a big fat burger and French fries.
Right. You load it up with how many packets do you put it on?
So when I
Del Scorcho?
Yeah, Del Scorcho.
Better than
Inferno
is a piece of shit.
A couple Scorcho, maybe a mild on there.
Yeah,
I just
some of that vinegar flavor.
I do 2 Del Scorchos per taco.
Right.
And so it's funny, because when I go, like, to the drive-thru, and I order, like, 5 chicken soft tacos, they say, do you want any sauce? I say, yeah, Del Scorcho, can I get 10? Exactly 10.
Do you, okay.
How long do they do?
I love the guys for them, like for this, because I always get exactly 10.
Nice.
Because if you ask, oh, can I get a bunch of stuff? You're always going to be like, oh, fuck, I got like 6. It's not enough for everything.
Yeah.
Then you're having to ration, and that's no fun.
But I like
you just say 10. They count it out 2 by 2.
It's a science. You got it down. Yeah. You know what you like.
It's a food science.
You have your scientific formula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like rejuvenating Arby's.
But Arby's is still good.
No, it's not.
Gosh.
I would put...
What would you put?
I don't know, but it's such a unique experience. It's not like, oh, I want to go
that
Arby's.
I don't want to experience again.
Yes, exactly. But it's that one thing I get there and nothing else. And it's like, I could go for an Arby's roast beef. It's not I could go for Arby's.
Itself. You just know what you want.
Yeah,
the one thing that's
thing
there,
that
yeah.
You only get there, nothing else can replicate.
Like, yeah, because like when you're in the drive-thru, you're like, what am I going to get? You're like, no, I already know what I want.
Yeah, you go there just for that. I could go to Del Taco and be like, yeah, let's go to Del Taco. What am I in the mood for today?
Uh-huh.
It's you go into a place because you like the place. Arby's is I don't like the place. I like that one thing, and it's very it's not often I get it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure, and that's a kind of a thing where if you are in the mood for it, like nothing else really goes for it, and like. Yeah, and it's like, because at least, like, oh, if I'm in mood for a burger, there's so many options. Right.
This satisfies
like, I want a roast beef sandwich, I know where I'm going.
But not even that, like, not even, because, like, a real roast beef sandwich is on a whole other level.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, this is just such a unique tasting thing. It's like, I could go for an Arby's sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
Is it the same kind of theory that people have for eating Big Macs?
I never could get
because
into eating Big
people
Macs,
go
but,
insane
like,
about Big Macs.
They do, yeah.
I do not like Big Macs.
I don't like them either. Yeah. I don't know. The middle bread is just unnecessary, and I know they're just trying to pad out the burger, so it's less meat that they have to put in there. Like, oh, well, let's just put another piece of bread.
But it's the same kind of eating thing where nothing else tastes like a Big Mac, and
I suppose,
people lose their shit for it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just can't. I'd never be able to get into one.
Like getting cheeseburger, no pickles.
I just like their regular regular double cheeseburger.
Yeah,
I like those better than the fucking Big Mac.
I don't think I've been to a McDonald's in, like, 6 years.
Yeah. I think... Oh, come on. Really?
Probably
6 years?
Maybe, yeah.
Let's go to McDonald's today.
No.
Okay.
God damn it, I'm hungry. We gotta stop talking about food.
Okay.
Daniel, what have you been watching?
How are you, by the way?
Yeah, are you good? All right.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah,
I'm
looking all right. He's wearing glasses.
I love the glasses.
Today.
I was just about to say that.
Thank you.
Makes him look handsome.
Looks like a young Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum?
Goldblum.
Goldblum. I actually heard someone pronounce it Goldblum the other day.
Did you punch them right in the face?
I wanted to strangle their throat.
Goldblum?
Yeah, maybe it was like a slip of the tongue, but they said Goldblum. And it's Goldblum.
Yeah, that just sounds disgusting. It's like bloom of...
G-O-L-D-B-L-O-O-M.
Goldblum.
Goldblum.
So, Daniel.
Yes.
How are you?
I've been watching The Fly.
which I watch constantly.
And Independence Day. What else you want?
Well, yeah, you can't hear it, but Independence Day is on loop right now.
Other than your Bloomfest
and Earth Girls Are Easy, and Jim Carrey
and
one of the Wayans brothers.
And
he's in that?
Yeah, it is.
Which one?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I think no, it's the black one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the Croatian.
Yeah,
one.
Not to be confused with the others.
No, of course not.
So how are you?
Doing well. Glad
you actually asked how you're doing.
Yeah.
I saw The Troll Hunter.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
It's really good.
It's really good. I also saw that.
It's probably the highest production values that I've seen out of a foreign movie.
So set up what it is for those who don't know.
It's three teenagers who are making a documentary about bears who are getting poached.
It's
Norwegian,
yeah.
It's Norwegian.
So
it's a found footage film.
Okay. So all shot.
So it's
their
like
camera.
The disclaimer before the movie starts is like 260 hours found on a couple hard drives.
Yes.
And they put it together.
They edited it for time, but none of it was edited out of order. So
right.
All
it's all chronological order.
Okay.
And it's these three kids trying to figure out who's poaching these bears, and they come across.
There's an infamous poacher that they're
searching
for. Yeah,
there's an infamous poacher who drives a Range Rover,
uh-huh.
And I guess it's in Norway, right?
Yeah.
So in Norway, there's only like a small group of people who are allowed to kill bears for encroaching onto the land.
To control the population,
right? So
that
they're not coming in there and killing goats and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these bears start turning up dead, and the people who are, these other regulators of the bear population think that it's this guy who is in this Land Rover. And these kids go out and they find him and they start tailing him. And one night they tail him back up into the woods of Norway. And shit goes down.
Yeah.
Fucking trolls, dude.
Big ass trolls. Living under a bridge.
Like
eating rocks. It is, like, not to spoil much, because...
Well, the first troll shows up in, what, like, the first 30, 35 minutes.
Yeah, and it's a pretty cool reveal, too. Not more when you first see it, but how they first destroy it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you quickly learn... This is the most interesting thing about it, okay, so it is well done. There is moments of suspense and kind of horror, but then you see the trolls, and the production value is really good. But it's comical too.
Yeah.
How serious can you take like a 30-foot, like two-headed
three-headed.
Three-headed troll.
Yeah, that's just coming out of the woods that apparently no one has ever seen.
But they treat it so seriously, mm-hmm. and I think this is how it works. It's not like, oh, we're so, like, self-serious, like, not self-serious, but, like,
Self-aware?
Yeah. It's not self-aware, not, like, winking and nudging, like, hey, this is funny, right?
Yeah.
And they, and the troll hunter, this guy, Hans, works for the government to kill trolls.
Probably the most badass character since...
It's pretty cool.
I don't know. Die Hard, maybe? John McClane? This dude is...
It's like, haggard and, like...
Fucking insane.
And it's so the thing is, like, they go so far into the fiction
mm-hmm.
of trolls. Like, it's really interesting.
How the guy lives his life, how he approaches going out to hunt trolls, the different species of trolls.
They explain like, biological, the reasons why trolls turn into stone. Daylight.
Yeah, there's two things that happen when you kill a troll. Either it turns into stone, and then you crush it, and it all breaks down the rock, or it explodes.
And there's different... that biologically.
Different trolls have different, you know, biochemistry, and when you go to kill them, they have...
That's funny. And it was cool, because they actually put effort into the story. And
into the direction.
If it weren't so outlandish, you're like, this
makes sense.
It's not like, this is a fantasy world where there's creatures around. This is like, no, this can't exist in the real world.
Yeah.
And they go far to explain it. It's really funny.
Although there are parts of the fiction that is... I felt that really didn't need to be there. The whole, you know, they can sense when somebody believes in God.
Oh, but that's all myth about trolls.
I assume that whole aspect is put to, like, this weird area apart from all this, you know, deep scientific stuff that they really go into.
But it's funny.
Dude, the scene after they kill the first troll and then they have the cleanup crew.
Yes.
It comes in the Polish
those
painters.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not through anything what they do, but yeah, there's some good moments.
A lot of good humor.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And I'm really
really, really well done.
I'm a sucker for found footage films, and that was really well done.
Yes.
I'd give it a watch. Just watch instantly.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
You have no reason not to watch it, Chris.
On a scale of 1 to fast.
1 to fast.
1 to fast.
How many fast fives?
How many fast fives?
I give it 4 Vin Diesels.
Okay.
Out of a rock.
Yeah, I give you know what? I'd give it 4 Vin Diesels and half a Paul Walker.
Yeah.
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 I mean, there's just a little there. It doesn't quite give you a full Paul Walker at the end, but you got about a half Paul Walker.
You got a half Paul.
Would you throw in a rock goatee?
No.
Would that be too much on the scale?
No.
Let's hold that back.
No, it's come on.
Okay.
The rock goatee is hollowed ground.
Pristine.
Pristine. We don't throw the rock goatee just on.
The rock,
you know,
gotcha.
The rock tea.
I'm saving that for the, you know, Scorpion King remake.
Okay. Wait, he would remake it?
Isn't
he was already
like,
in it.
Reboot.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny.
What else you watched, Dan?
I subjected myself to There's Something Strange with the Johnsons.
Yes. Or The Strange Thing About the
Johnsons.
I can never remember how...
Did you hear about the Morgans?
Yeah. So, on last episode, I talked about this movie.
Short film. 22 minutes.
Short. And
it's
you
short.
Actually checked it out. I want to know what you think about this. About the son sexually abusing his own father.
Keep it under 20 minutes, Dan. I'm just gonna bail out.
It is
so messed up. But I totally understand what you mean by it being gender neutral.
Yes.
I mean,
well, not gender, the race.
Or
racial,
race neutral,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, the fact that it's an all black cast, it's... You don't notice it. It's just what goes on is so fucking insanely messed up.
It happens outside of who it's happening to.
Right.
It's telling a story without it relying on the age, gender, or race of
the characters.
Yeah. It's hard to express what that exactly means. You just kind of have to watch
it. You gotta watch it. Yeah. But from a production side, beautifully done.
Yes.
The production is... I wish I wrote down the cinematographer's name, but...
Amazing cinematography.
Amazing cinematography.
Great acting.
Yes.
All the actors.
The four principal, you know, characters in there. The dad, the son, the son's wife, and then his mom.
Yeah, the mom put a great performance in. So, what's your walking away from that? What do you think?
I wonder how they came up with this. Yeah. Most of all, I mean, it seems oddly personal.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't see that somebody could write this just as a piece of fiction without having some kind of precedent.
Yeah,
with abuse like that, because shit is fucked.
Because it spins the whole thing on it's not the father abusing the son, it's the son abusing. Right. And you feel bad for the father.
Right.
Like, he's the weak one. He's being submissive to his son. His son
And then there's a point in there where the son turns all the blame onto him.
Where his father is apologizing to him.
Right.
About, you know.
And he blames the father for
letting it continue. Yeah, this is your fault too.
Right.
And
I feel that we're talking too much about the specifics
of
this.
Not to ruin it.
But
it's dark.
It's dark.
It's very dark.
You know what? Probably the darkest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I feel dark is an easy thing to do by just like, look how gory and like fucked up.
No,
like,
gore doesn't come close to the real violence that this is.
Right, I mean...
There's something else that, I mean, I got halfway through and...
Yeah.
Is scarred for life is irreversible.
Yeah. Like...
Irreversible is fucked up.
After the introduction scene, the very first scene where they're grown up.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah. It's... When they're taking the picture at the wedding. Yeah.
It's gnarly.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it
exists. For something... Yeah.
I'm glad.
Am I glad that it exists?
I'm glad that someone, I'm glad that someone made it.
I'm glad that somebody made it just for the fact that they're pushing a boundary like that, and I kind of feel
there's
that they
nothing
went,
like it.
No, I mean they definitely crossed a huge line.
To be fair, as far as like indie short movies go, there's a lot of stuff that is unwatchable. Like this is just like up its own ass, artistic. Like let's just splice together weird scenes and have no story. Yeah. This is
a fully contained story.
There's a beginning
with
and
a backstory and deep characters.
It's something you haven't seen, but that doesn't mean that it's like just pretentious.
I would not characterize this as pretentious at all.
It's
but shit is dark.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it. It makes you think too.
I'm not sure if
it's
I liked
not gonna
it.
Leave. It's not going to leave your head.
It
for
definitely
a while.
left an impression. I'm not sure if I actually liked it.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, and I appreciate the technical aspects of it. But fuck, dude.
Weird. As that director, it'd be a weird thing to show to your family. Hey, guy, look at my new movie.
Imagine that being on like his reel. Like that's gonna be on your IMDb page to say that you like directed this, or like the writer saying that I wrote this.
But this could launch.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to see what happens after this. From this, I'm drawing a huge blank on the name.
Yeah, I mean, if we were prepared at all, we would.
Yeah, we're not
stuff,
prepared.
But no, come on.
But
listened to this before.
Yeah, you know us. You know we don't know what
we don't know
about.
What we're talking about.
Especially Chris.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You should watch it, Chris.
I will not.
You should watch it. You're scared.
No, I'm not scared. It's I like black people and I don't want them to be hurt.
You. It's what do you? It takes like 22 minutes.
No, I didn't feel like watching it when you sent it to me.
That's
so
what I'm
was
saying.
Like,
but I would hope by the next time we record.
We're gonna have like three episodes like dedicated to a rape movie.
Yes, a rape cast.
Then again, we did have three movies or episodes based off of the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, true. You owe us.
You owe
the fans.
So subject yourself to it.
Fine.
Yeah, Chris.
Fine.
Jerk.
Fine.
it's not a waste of time.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not. You will be better for watching it. You as a film critic, a film buff.
Film buff.
You owe it to yourself to have Flex. This Flex. To have this on the list of things you've seen.
Fine. I will watch it.
It's the Citizen Kane of rape. of incest.
of incest rape.
Yes.
Notice the camera angles. Really, you can accentuate really the penetration. The
yes.
It fills that, up all the
what,
holes.
What you just said is a true statement.
No nudity, though. Right?
No.
There's no nudity.
No, I...
It's, and it's not vulgar with...
No, they're... Well, they're... It would have gotten... If not for the subject matter, it would definitely gotten an R for,
right.
for language and stuff. But there's
right.
no... Again, there's no nudity. There's no... other than... Maybe
right.
one scene, nothing blatantly graphic.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of it
stands all in the source material.
Yeah.
And also another, like, well put together thing as a dark story is it's not beating you over the head of, like, look what we show you. It's like, look what.
Right.
Listen to what's happening.
It doesn't have the Saw effect of showing you all the gruesome details. It's
yeah.
just, you know.
There's a craft
yeah.
to telling a dark story without showing you everything.
Yeah.
You know. But that's probably enough. But you should watch it, Chris.
Okay.
And then we'll get coffee.
No.
Okay.
And then we'll chat about it.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll talk about our dads.
Stop touching me.
Anything else, Daniel's son?
I'm still playing it. Whole lot of Saints Row.
Nice. Have you beaten
it
yet?
Oh, no. I've beaten it.
Okay.
I'm going through it again.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see a different ending.
Yeah.
But I wanted to play it all the way through again, too.
Yeah.
Instead of
just I'm going through it again, doing all the exact opposite of the choices that
yeah,
I made.
Yeah, me too.
But
that game's great.
I wish it was longer. It's too short, though.
It depends how... Because you powered through it. I mean,
wasn't, like, much... side quest stuff.
But
every
time I stopped a game session where I stopped the story, I was like, alright, I'm gonna turn this off. I like lost an hour and a half or 2 hours just dicking around.
See, that's what I did. After
you know?
Every like story mission, I wound up just driving my car around and blowing shit up.
And the last time I did that was when I first bought GTA 3. You're like, oh, look at all the shit you can do.
Yeah.
And that instantly wore off with all the other GTA games where I never wanted to do that kind of stuff.
See, the last
open
world game that
I
played was GTA 4.
Yeah. And you just want to... I always played it, sticking to the story, never, like, rampage, never went off, did crazy stuff, but something about this just made it so fun to get lost in
yeah.
what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that game.
No, I liked it.
Also, one of the best scenes ever, in my opinion, with the wrestling
yeah.
match.
Yeah, that was
And they throw
fun.
You a chainsaw.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then they play...
I Am the Tiger.
And no, but they play, you're the best.
Oh, no, that's right.
And you're chopping
guys up
in
down.
Half,
yeah.
just cutting them down with a chainsaw.
Yeah,
at a wrestling match.
Yeah,
and the announcer's like, "Oh fuck,
yeah,
like a fucking chainsaw." Like stuff like that. There's just good moments.
And
yeah.
Another one of my favorite parts is when you're in the computer virtual world.
Yes, that's
and you're,
a great mission.
You're fighting a bunch of dudes,
yes.
and they simulate lag.
Yes,
and frame rate.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was
and then
funny.
There's a text adventure.
Yes.
Yeah.
A text adventure in the middle
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And I love after that, because you beat the game, you gotta play as a fucking toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you gotta bring that into the real world where you jump into a car and drive off as a
toilet.
It's
a toilet, yeah. Or a blow-up doll.
Or
a blow-up doll, yeah. And the tank you get after that mission is awesome, too.
Yeah.
The digital...
The tank.
There's,
yeah.
There's just some good stuff. It's,
yeah.
It's a really... It's a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a video game.
Video game-ass video game.
Video game-ass video game.
Yeah. I even like the fucking... The motorcycle that's also a jet.
Yeah. The
that
VTOL,
was,
like...
Yeah.
Because
I'm like the jet's cool. I can't believe I got it this early. This must be like the
yeah.
highest... It's like, oh no, you get a helicopter that can also go that fast. And then you also get a motorcycle that can also go
yes.
that fast. So...
I
like to get in there and like go over by the zombie island and start fucking shit up.
Yeah.
As soon as you think you've seen the craziest, coolest thing in the game, there's always something after that
yep.
that's
yeah.
crazier and cooler.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with it. I know I will go back to it, and that will be the value in it is you're just gonna wake
you,
up
yeah,
one day and be like,
go back
man, I wanna play that game
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
And had a great time.
good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you crank through it or not, Chris, I mean, you still enjoyed it.
Oh, I did. No, yeah. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. On the contrary, I'm saying I liked it so much I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a funny complaint because I've heard that too.
Yeah, yeah.
But a sign of a good game.
Yes.
Where you're mad that it's done.
Yeah.
Most you're done, you're like, that was satisfying, but you're like, oh, I want so much more. I'm so disappointed there's not more.
Right, yeah.
And they'll probably get you to buy all the DLC too.
Yeah, hopefully, like, I hear the first one's not.
Yeah, the first one is just side, a couple
they
side
do,
missions.
They do some good story stuff, I think, outside of it.
But, yeah, well, that's pretty much it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. How's your PS3 treating you well?
Did you see the gray?
Yes, I did see
the gray.
I saw the gray.
Yeah.
Gray is really good.
Yeah.
Gray is really good. It's exactly how I would picture crashing in the Arctic and trying to run away from wolves.
Yeah.
You're just fucked.
Yeah. I saw the Red Band trailer and that sold me more on it. Looks fucking intense.
It's really, really intense.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson's a badass.
How old is he now? Like mid 50s?
He's got to be 50s.
Early 50s?
No, he's
early to
probably like late 40s, 50. I don't know. He's probably not as old.
Looking it up.
But
what do you mean you're looking it up? We don't believe in facts.
Did
for
this get you
too,
excited for the Phantom Menace remake then? Not the remake, but
the re-release.
See Liam Neeson in that?
Yeah, Jordan. Who's really going to see that? Because that's the movie that has the most backlash against it. And
kids. Parents are going to bring their kids who have grown up on Clone Wars shit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Star Wars. Let's go see it 3D.
But
do you think he added new stuff to that cut too?
People are assuming that he did.
He had to.
But
right?
it seems like when he originally did the re-releases of the original three.
Yeah.
That they were publicizing new footage that were coming out. It doesn't sound like
they would be right.
It's like
there could be edited stuff that maybe watch. He's
just gonna edit out all the Jar Jar scenes.
Yeah, he cuts down Jar Jar scenes.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, God knows that shit is awful. But no, I will not be seeing that. And plus, it's in 3D. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I will never. I saw Avatar. I will never see another 3D movie.
The only.
Even like the Toy Story stuff, I just won't do it.
Toy Story, I saw Toy Story 3 in 3D. Toy.
This is a principle.
So that 3D.
That
I didn't.
That
I wasn't
really
able
well.
To see the. I wasn't able to see the Muppets because I couldn't find a 2D showing of it.
I will not see anymore. But there's something about Toy Story 3.
I can understand how like the Pixar stuff is good,
but it works really well with Toy Story because it helps. So, like, when you see Toy Story on a big screen, you know, everything's blown up.
Right.
There's something about 3D where the perspective shifts to how your eyes naturally see what's in front of you. Where you're even on a big screen, people look like proportionally life-sized
mm-hmm.
to your eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
And they captured the scale of toys very well with the 3D.
Yeah.
It popped at everything where you're down to their level, and everything else is
grand.
It really worked. I don't know.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah,
and
no, I know. Not to say that it still wasn't. You still got to wear those fucking things.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're paying $16 to get in there.
Yeah.
And you can't like go get a, you know, pre-bought ticket at Costco because
right.
you have to make up the difference.
Right.
So it's
fuck it.
No, yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the gray is really good. Humans.
How was it in 3D?
Dude, green 3D is awesome. Oh, I mean, shit's amazing. But yeah, humans get fucked up.
Okay.
And what they did with the wolves is the way I understand it is if there was CG, it was minimal.
Yeah.
The wolves are all animatronic and guys in
good.
Suits. And it shows
guys
the wolves.
Suits,
the
really?
Wolves. The wolves are really good.
Like guys in suits. Like,
guys in suits. Yeah.
Cool.
Like G-Men.
Dude, that is, I think that is where movies have gotten worse.
Well, because you can see it.
Is CGI is being too heavy on CGI?
It's cheap to do now.
Like, go back and watch Jurassic Park that was made in fucking like 93.
Yeah,
look how good that stuff looks.
All that stuff.
Well, look,
if it was all CG, it wouldn't hold up. Like, there's look, watch 2001: Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
The tricks that he used for all that stuff looks outstanding.
Yeah.
that can't, that CGI could, can't, it looks, a movie made in the 70s right. looks better than CGI coming out now.
Or yeah. you do something minimal, like they did with Attack the Block.
Yeah.
Like those guys weren't CG. Those are dudes in gorilla suits.
Yeah. yeah.
Put a real thing on the screen.
Yeah. yeah.
And you get better performances out of the actors because sure. there's something tangible for them to act.
Right, yeah. yeah.
And that shows when, you know, Liam Neeson is face to face with a wolf.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson is 59. Gonna turn 60 in June.
Damn.
He's gonna be 60 in June.
He looks good.
Yeah. He looks fantastic. Yeah. And still kicking the fuck out of everything. Except with lightsabers.
Not everything. It's okay. Chris, what's going on?
I'm not talking to you. Hey, Justin.
I hate you too.
By the way, the Liam Neeson thing on the Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yes. yeah. Can't wait for that full show to come out.
It's what is it? That knock knock.
yeah.
I have AIDS.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Or no, he's like, yeah, I'm a.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no, I need to pretend. He's like, you're going to be a greengrocer. I'm Liam Neeson. And it's like, no one will believe me as a greengrocer. Let's just act like you are. Spring, we're closed.
But you can't say that.
But we're closed.
That's why I was in Schindler's man. List, because I like to make lists.
I like to make lists.
And Spielberg was like, this is great.
Oh,
anyways, I haven't really been playing games or watching TV that much, and I only watched like two movies since the last time we did this. The first one I saw
movie
was,
buff
was yeah
yeah
movie
way buff. To go Chris, letting everyone down.
Gunshoney.
The first one was really good, and I don't know, I'm sure you guys have heard of this movie, at least it's called The Game, with
I have
Michael Douglas and Sean Penn.
Oh.
Directed by David Fincher.
Yeah.
And I think it was like 94 or 96 when this
movie
came out.
It was 96, I believe.
96. Really great. Hmm. It's streaming on Netflix right now. Really well done, like, because it's just a really well done thriller.
Hmm.
I'll give you just a little gist of, like, whatever, like, a little bit of what it's about. But basically, Michael Douglas plays a stockbroker. What a surprise.
Ooh.
A little shift in gear for his abilities. And
yeah, I can't see it.
No, you just can't see
just
it,
can't
right?
See it.
No. So he lives in San Francisco and he's got millions and millions of dollars, but he's all alone. It's basically just him living in this giant mansion with his maid. And so he goes to work one day and it's his birthday and he gets a message from his brother, Sean Penn, saying that they should meet up for lunch. So he's like, I haven't seen him in 10 years, so I'll go out to lunch with him. And he goes out to lunch, and Sean Penn gives him this gift from this company called Recreation Services, where they basically change everything in your life. Like, it's really kind of hard to explain what they do, but it's like, you become, like, such a better person for going through this service that they offer.
But you go through a service under the guise that you're playing a game.
Yeah. Like, you know, because you have to sign up for it.
Right.
Yeah. So he's just like, okay, what's like, and Sean Penn's like, oh, you should call the number. He's like, oh, yeah, whatever. So a couple nights later, he's alone. He's like, oh, I'll call the number. So he calls the number, goes in, he has to do all these like physical tests and mental tests and stuff like this. They keep him there all day. He has no idea what it's about, and no one will explain it to him, but he just keeps on filling out all the tests, and he finally gets it done, and they're like, all right, well, we'll call you in a couple days, and he's like, okay. So then he goes home, and he's watching television, he's watching this newscast, and the broadcaster breaks and starts talking to him. He says, the game has begun, and he's just like, and he's like, what, is this real? He's like, am I asleep? He's like, no, and like, they start having a conversation,
oh,
and then I won't talk anymore after
so
that.
Just sets
but like
up.
It sets it up, and then the whole thing's great because you just don't know who's involved in the game, who's not involved. He looks crazy. All these things
right.
start happening to him, and like people are after him, and all this stuff. And it was so good.
Hmm.
Yeah, really fantastic thriller, and you can't go wrong with David Fincher.
No.
It's so good. I mean, even though I didn't like Benjamin Button, it was still a well made movie. It's just way too long. For like 3 hours, but yeah, really good. I suggested
yeah,
stamp of approval.
Boom
boom.
Well, that sounds good.
And the other movie that I watched that I hate with a passion so much, I don't even know why I watched it. I seriously...
Wait, have you seen it before?
I saw snippets of it before, okay. And I'm just like, I don't know, I've heard it mentioned before. It's fucking Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oh.
Such a piece of shit.
Really?
Yeah. Like, not even, like, tongue-in-cheek like, yeah. good. Like, I like bad movies. I satire can be done correctly. Guys who did the Crank films, those are hilarious and fun because you have a charismatic character, it's funny, and the dialogue's actually pretty well written. Three strikes against this movie. Shitty dialogue, I hate every character in the movie, gratuitous violence, and I wanted to blow my fucking brains out.
How long was it, dude?
It was seriously maybe an hour and a half at the most. But it's just like, I think it's like
80 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it's like even maybe a little bit shorter than that. But it's just like, I had to keep on watching it just to see what happened at the end. But it's just like...
Maybe it'll get better.
I know.
Please.
Yeah. And it's just like, seriously, a seventh grader wrote this movie. Like, the dialogue's so retarded. And it's, I don't know.
You mean you weren't impressed by the line... Are you ready for the rape and skate?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Where a guy has... One of the characters walks around with ice skates on. And he, like, does, like, karate kicks.
So dumb.
Yeah.
When was this made?
This was made, like, maybe a year or two ago.
I think it's 2011.
Yeah. And it's just, like, it was a straight-to-DVD piece of shit. Like, they're trying to even be, like, a Machete or something like that. But just was so fucking awful. And
I didn't hate it as much as you did.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was like on the level of a Machete.
Yeah.
It's
like,
it's
but then again, I hated Machete too. I didn't think it was good. Yeah.
I didn't find it appalling. I thought that, you know, some of the stuff was okay. I can see why they're doing this.
Well, yeah.
They're trying to be as crazy as you know, they can.
Just
but
trying to be like a grindhouse kind
yeah.
of. They're trying to be like a harder version of Crank.
Yeah.
But You're right. All the dialogue is written by a seventh grader.
Yeah, totally. And just, I don't know. And to me, it didn't even really feel like a grindhouse movie. Because at least with grindhouse movies, you could tell that they were trying to make something good, even though it did come out bad. Or even with like the Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez movies, there was love and like passion behind it. Even though it is kind
yeah,
of silly and whatever.
Yeah, they're, in those effort. Movies, they're making an homage. This, they're trying
this
to...
This is just like, what else can we do today? Let's
right.
pull up a
this
guy's head
the,
that's
this
stuck
is the
in
ultimate
a sewer.
Example
right,
of,
right,
you know,
right.
winking at the camera going,
right.
yes, look, you see what we're doing here?
What else can we do? Oh,
hey,
let me kick a baby or
that,
something like
yeah,
that.
We
yeah.
just stuck a guy in a manhole and run over his head with a truck.
Right, nice. Exactly. Like, it was just...
See all the intestines?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Oh, and then, like, and then there's a blood geyser, and all... There are a bunch of hot chicks come out and start rubbing the blood all over themselves. And I'm
wow.
like,
yep.
this is
yep.
not good. So, and then that's it.
So, 4 stars.
4 stars. 1 to Fast.
Are you excited for the Asylum movie Robo with a Shotgun?
I love Asylum movies, actually, because those ones
seen
are
any,
so
you haven't
bad.
Seen any Asylum.
We were talking about all of them last time.
I've seen both of the Transmorphers.
Oh. Transmorphers
the
are
first
classics.
One I even like a little bit more because it's so funny, but it's just like the
what
they,
was the one with Brittany Murphy, like the last movie that she ever made?
Oh,
but it was
that
like
was
some
Earthquake.
Earthquake.
Or, but like it wasn't that was like a 70s disaster movie, but it was called it was like basically an earthquake they were trying to outrun.
Yeah.
But she and it was sad because it's seriously one of her last movies
yeah,
and
she
looks
so
sick,
bad
sickly and just skinny and like looks like someone just punched her in the eyes or something, like they were so dark.
Yeah.
But that one was funny as shit. We watched the Moby Dick movie.
I did not see the movie.
That one was pretty funny where yeah it
what's
was
it called
I think it was called like
Phoby
Dick. No, it was like Moby Dick
Phoby
2012
Dick.
Yeah it was so funny. Oh man, that one was great. I like the Mega Piranhas, funny.
I like Snakes on a Train.
Snakes on a Train, Da Vinci Treasure.
I did not see Da Vinci Treasure.
There's a Sunday School Musical. I saw a review
really?
Of that. Yeah, and it was really funny.
Are these watched instantly or like what?
I don't know.
I think some of them are on watched instantly, not all of them, because
okay.
like there's so many.
Yeah.
Like basically every
go,
movie that comes
go,
out has an Asylum
yeah.
one made.
If
for
there's
it.
Still a Blockbuster by you, go to the Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Go find
some gold.
Because chances are there's like four new movies on the new release shelf.
And
then just get
some friends and drink some beers because you were going to be ripping on that movie all night. Oh man, they're so funny.
They found a good little niche there.
Yeah, they found a market. Because like first they were just like, basically the whole thing was trying to trick people to think that they got the real movie.
Right, because you go to the Blockbuster and they're both technically new releases.
And the covers will kind of look the same.
Right, and if they're organizing by, you know, alphabetically, it's going to be Transformers.
They're touching each other on the show.
And they're like, oh yeah, because like all like
Transformers is sold out.
Oh, there's some on the bottom of the shelf.
Oh, what's this? We'll grab this one instead. Yeah. The kids won't know.
Yeah. So, yeah. Those are fun. I need to watch more of those.
Gotta go find some more.
Finger gun.
Ba-boom.
Oh. Anything else?
Watch
the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't. I was at work. What? I missed it.
You are not an American.
I watched a little bit of the first quarter and then I had to go. Oh. But I saw the highlights for it.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
Yeah. And seriously, that last Hail Mary, that was Gronkowski could have caught. If he wasn't injured, I bet you he could have caught that.
Yep.
Hail Mary.
Like, oh!
And you're like, he's right there!
Yeah, it was very close.
Because I thought fucking Brady was going to drive.
Right?
Yeah.
And how do you like Ahmad Bradshaw trying to do the Madden move while trying to go down the one-yard line?
But like his momentum pushed forward.
Yeah. Wait, is that the one where he crouched?
Yeah.
Like, is that what he was what he was trying to
do? He was trying to...
He was just like letting the gravity carry him into the end zone. I thought that was the point
No,
of his...
he was trying to stop on the one-yard line so the clock would keep running. So
they could score later.
They could score later, but like he tried to stop, but he couldn't, and he fell into the end.
It was a pretty cool.
The whole thing.
He's like, oh, woo!
I know. He's like, that's a celebration. But that was, I love that on the Giants' final drive, that Hakeem Nicks catch on the sideline. Yeah. That was an amazing catch, like barely fitted in. And he got inbounds. I don't know. Amazing. So
sports.
So, yeah. I wish I got to watch it. But, like, the highlights, it looked like it was at least an entertaining game.
Yeah. It was a good game.
Not, I mean, at least it wasn't a
blowout.
Yeah.
I feel like most Super Bowls are like, all right, it's 42-6.
Yeah.
And it's third quarter. Let's tune out. And then not watch anymore.
Yeah. And then Brady doesn't get another Super Bowl. So, that's always good.
Yeah.
That makes you happy.
But now I'm pissed, like, Manning got one, though, because he was supposed to go to the Chargers. So.
Did you guys see any of the commercials?
No. I heard they weren't great, though.
My favorite one was a Doritos one.
They're always good.
Where the dog kills the cat and buries him in the yard. And really? bribes his owner with a bag of Doritos.
Really?
With a little post-it note on the Doritos that said, "You ain't seen nothing."
That's awesome.
And then the next cut is the guy finishing the bag of Doritos. He's looking sad at the bag. And his wife goes, "Honey, have you seen our cat?" And the dog is standing outside with another bag of Doritos. and he turns to his wife and goes, "Nope."
That's good.
Okay, well, did you see the Ferris Bueller commercial?
Not that great.
No.
People were so excited.
So what
for
was
that.
It about? Like, what was it for?
It was for Honda.
It's for Honda. So he wakes up, he gets a call from his agent or something, and he's like, "Oh, I'm not feeling well. I can't come into work today."
Yeah.
And they did it as a whole to the
wow.
Doing a whole thing, walking around, but he's talking to the camera like, blah, 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 blah.
How can I go to work on a day like this?
It was...
And the valet steals his Honda.
Yeah, people got way too excited about that thing.
I know.
You know what I don't like? Is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I like it.
I hate that movie.
I'm with you.
I do not like it.
Nothing about it does anything for me. I can't
watch it. He's a despicable character. He's a horrible person.
And I don't get...
Although, I like the idea that Ferris Bueller is Cameron's Tyler Durden.
Yeah, that
right.
That was funny.
That whole concept,
I like that.
That whole concept that he doesn't exist.
That he doesn't exist is cool.
It's pretty awesome. But
that's the director's point. He does exist,
and he's a horrible, horrible person.
But I don't get how everyone in the world is so in love with that movie. I don't like it. I don't know. Doesn't do anything for me.
I wouldn't put it as like one of my favorite 80s movies. It's just like, but when I watch
Ferris Bueller's, I love that movie.
But I was just like, it's fine. Yeah. I liked 80s John Hughes. He was
Breakfast good at the Club.
Yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Mm-hmm. Good movie.
Yeah. And then Snakes on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They're everywhere.
Asylum Strikes.
It's not like we can just stop the train.
Oh, gosh. Man. Well, we talked about most of the things
What about you? Anything?
I saw, because I watched Trollhunter as well.
Right.
But I last night went and saw Chronicle.
Oh.
Of Riddick.
Chronicle Riddick. And I liked that movie.
Was that the superhero? Yeah. Superpower
found,
movie?
Again, found footage. I'm a huge, huge just sucker for it. Like, something about it just does, hits all the right notes.
Are you a fan of the Paranormal Activity movies?
I haven't seen any of them. And I know I need to. But I love the style.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
And this one, minor setup, high school kids discover a thing, and this thing gives them...
Like a pool
them,
or something?
There's something buried underground, and it's this weird thing, and they go to it.
Magic happens.
Something happens to them, and then it cuts later, and then they're discovering they can levitate. Basically, their ability is levitation.
Okay.
So
they can levitate, or they can make.
So they can. It's because it's telekinesis.
Okay.
Yeah. So they can move objects, and then they discover that they can move themselves. So essentially, they can eventually fly.
Fly.
Okay.
It was well done. I feel it was fun to watch. Like they built some good characters. They took some time, like one of the main kids who turns a little bit for the worse.
Yeah.
Towards the second half of the movie. Magneto. They really build up his character on why, you know, teenage angst.
Sure.
And these kids feel like teenagers. They don't feel like they're the 20-year-olds cast in a movie.
Okay.
Wasn't it made by MTV, this movie?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I heard, but I don't know. Go ahead. But sorry, I didn't mean to
derail. It was well done. It didn't stand out as like anything amazing.
Yeah.
But the effects were good. This is the really cool thing about it is because it's all found. Well, not really found footage. They don't play it off like, oh, we discovered these tapes.
Right. This isn't like the FBI playing back some kind
right.
of.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all from the perspective of the kid buys. He has an abusive father.
Mm-hmm.
And he buys a camera to document. He's kind of like a loner, outcast kind of kid. And he buys a camera to document everything because he's afraid of his father.
Right.
And that kind of sets it up as to kind of scare his father off of, like, from now on, I'm taping everything.
Yeah.
Just so you know, so you don't beat me, that kind of stuff. But then he finds, and it's really well explained, and they build time, like, they take time to build why he's using a camera because he can't connect with other people that he builds a barrier and between him and other people by using his camera at all times.
Right.
And it makes sense for the character, not just like, oh, I'm going to videotape everything. Because not everything in the movie is outstanding.
Yeah.
So they have to set up why they're taping to begin with, not documentary, not blah, blah, blah. And there's another minor character. She's a blogger, and sometimes they show perspective from her camera. And for the ending of the movie, there's a big action kind of sequence that happens. And it's well done because, and it's a little contrived, but it's splicing together security cameras, people on the streets cameras, and like iPhone cameras and stuff. Where it's just like, this doesn't make sense, but everything's from the perspective of a real person's camera.
Oh, okay.
So, that's kind of cool.
Alright.
Like, and there's one scene, like, he flies up to the Space Needle, there's people up there, like, taking video with their iPhones, and he shatters the glass and pulls out all the cameras, and they're floating around him.
Oh.
And then it cuts to perspectives of the iPhones panning around him from that perspective. So they do cool stuff.
Huh.
And then, to kind of really make it so it's not super shaky cam the whole movie, is he learns to, subconsciously, he controls his camera and levitates it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, halfway through, he can learn to use that, and then so the camera's following him from behind.
Uh-huh.
So that
the character eventually just becomes, you know,
like you're just, like, it's, like you're just watching, so you see him, it's not just from his, so it's really cool that way.
Very cool.
And it makes sense because they have superpowers.
You can have...
You believe the contrivance.
Yeah. Which is one of the things with Trollhunter is there's supposed to only be one camera.
Right, at but that there's time. Some weird and cuts.
There's weird cuts where there's a cut of the camera on the table.
Right.
Or weird stuff where you see the camera in the camera
Which would
shot.
Make sense, but the conversations they have are continuous. Right. Like, oh, this is a spice. You know, whatever. It's it's a hard thing to pull off.
Yeah, in a film like that, it's easy to look past it because it's so, you know, crazy and stuff. But it's cool that they figured out a way around
the idea of having kids with superpowers. They levitate a camera and it works in that world. Yeah. So it was well done. I'd give it a watch. It didn't blow me away. They could have gone a little further in certain areas, I feel like, to make it more like, dang, this is crazy.
Yeah.
They toyed with some stuff, but it was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Definitely a good movie for early February.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Between that and The Grey coming out, like it's looking pretty good so far.
Start to the year.
Yeah. It's usually, this is like the dead month.
Yeah.
But, well, I guess Grey was technically January.
Yeah, but still.
But this came, but yeah, this came out this month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of it. I have other stuff, but no need to go into it.
Right.
But I saw the same trailer, but I'm so excited for Prometheus. The Ridley Scott.
Oh, yeah.
The not prequel to Alien.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It looks like a prequel to Alien, only it's totally not a prequel.
Oh my god, it looks so good.
Yeah, it
looks so damn good. I'm really excited for that. Also,
Prometheus and Bob.
Speaking of found footage, that the Project X movie, the party movie. Have you seen?
Oh yeah, I've seen.
It's the director like it looks good. It looks like it could be funny.
Really?
But okay, so maybe not that, but I like found footage movies delving outside of horror.
Outside of horror.
It's a found footage comedy.
Right.
Videotaping this extravagant house party. It's a cool idea.
It's an interesting concept. We'll see what happens. I can totally see myself hating all of the characters like 5 minutes in.
They all fit into this typical like fat kid, kind of cool dude who hangs out.
It looks like a found footage version of Superbad with explosions.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. They have done the found footage comedy before though.
What?
It's this movie called I think it's called like The Virginity Experiment or something like that. It actually had a theatrical release, but it was basically about this kid who drives. Basically, it's like Sex Drive. You've seen that, right, Dan? Where he's going out with this girl, and then she breaks up with him, and he's like, oh, it's like that classic thing. Going off to college, I got to lose my virginity before I go to college, and then I guess this old friend of his that was a girl. Moved away and he's like, oh dude, you should go have sex with her. And basically the fat funny friend documents the whole thing and what happened. All right,
I'm not saying it's
I don't know if it was bad or anything, but I was just trying to think if they had done either outside of an action or horror movie with found footage. And I think there was the only one I can think of other than a documentary or something like that, but that's not found footage. So
Diary of the Dead was a good one too.
It wasn't
Romero's best.
I fucking I don't know.
But it combined the two things I love in life: found footage and zombies, and it was funny.
I fucking hated that kid with the camera the whole time.
Really?
He was like, I can't put the camera down. Your friends are dying. Put it down for a second. Or he's like, I gotta charge up my camera so I can't leave.
That's probably the worst contrivance, is this kid filming everything and not helping anyone.
Nothing. So.
But, you know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I never saw his last zombie movie. I heard it wasn't great. Land of the Dead?
That's with Dennis Hopper,
Dennis
right?
Hopper.
Okay.
And he's like, look over there. And he shoots the guy in the back of the head.
Yes, Land of the Dead was awesome.
Yeah, that
Land
was
of
so
was, yes.
fun.
Land
yeah.
Of was
so,
great.
What's, it's not.
Is there one after Diary?
Yeah. And it takes place in like Scotland or something.
Scottish really? Of the Dead.
Haggis of the Dead.
Nailed but it. I think George Romero zombie movies are, I love them. I love him.
I like Dawn of the Dead. That's a good
Dawn movie. Of the Dead, the original.
I think it's
probably his best.
I think that's my favorite of his.
The remake is also really good.
Yeah, but I just love the mall. The mall's awesome.
But like what he does so well with them is the satire.
Yeah.
That he links it to consumerism.
Why would the zombies come back to the mall? It's because they go back to doing the things that they did in real life, and
like
basically they just go to the mall. So.
Yep.
Like that's
yeah.
good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
And I think with the one of the reasons I didn't like Diary of the Dead, because he was beating you over the head about right, how like, bad oh, the media is.
Yeah. Like, and he's so old now, he seems a little out of touch.
Yeah, because, like, he doesn't really know, like, all the intricacies of the technology and right. how people do that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, it's kind of like a, like an old man perspective. It's like, these fucking kids with their cameras iPhones, and their and their YouTubes.
So, what did you think of Day of the Dead? It's the underground, like, bunker, military bunker, and they start training zombies. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
They fucking train a zombie to, like, to be a slave, and he, like, learns to kind of talk.
Well, that was, like, kind of the basis behind Land of the Dead, is there's that one super right. zombie.
Yeah.
Land of the Dead was fun.
They, like, learn how to shoot guns at the end of that?
Yeah, how to fucking... And because it's really interesting, too, is they eventually went back to what they... Because they were... The movie starts off, and they're seeing, like, the zombie in, like, the gas station, like, jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Like, the mechanic jumpsuit, like... Yeah. Like, pretending to fill up a car with gas. Like, right. just going through the motions.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff. Survival of the Dead last one he did.
I get lost with all of his movies because they all sound the same. Or like Night of the Living
Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, and Survival of the Dead.
Okay,
yeah,
done.
All
right, but it's like when you say, "Oh, did you see Land of the Dead? Which one was that?" And then you have to start explaining what the movie's about.
Oh, it was Dennis Hopper. He shot a guy in the back of the head.
Oh, this one's called Zombie Fucker.
And well, that was the porn.
And you're like, oh, well, I'm going to remember what that movie's about because the name is so...
Well, that's why the first three work so well, because it goes in order.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So this is also the funny thing about them is because technically Diary of the Dead takes place the day after Night of the Living Dead. Because they're all existing in the same universe.
Is that true?
Yes.
Then why is the technology different?
Right. Yeah. So that's the suspension of disbelief. Yeah. Because the original one's like what? Like in the 60s?
It's in the
60s,
like,
yeah.
But technically, it's all stories around the same
event.
But it's like The Simpsons, where every season takes place in a new year, but they're never aging.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make
sense. It doesn't make perfect sense, but I can see that, like, there's some
through line.
Yeah. Because technically, it's... It's Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead / Diary of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
and then years later, Land of the Dead.
Yeah.
You know.
When there's only, like the safe haven left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that does it. That does it. We hunted some trolls, we raped some daddies, and that's been MediaCast.
That was awful.
That was a good send out. Until next time on Rape Hunter Cast.
That is like the underlying through line through all these episodes.
Rape.
Yeah.
Every episode's had a little rape.
Rape on the brain.
A little rape. And a little laughter.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Until next time.
Until next time, guys. Yeah! Falcor! Daddy rape.